summer's almost here. We see the weather getting nicer, and generally we see more and more people getting out on the water in kayaks, on paddleboards, stand-up paddleboards. And with that, we usually see an increase in accidents, in search and rescue cases, and even in fatalities related to paddle sports. So we're making our way up and down the coast just to drive home some of those safety tips to make sure everyone's safe on the water.
Oh gosh, so is there any cause for concern for paddleboarders and kayakers out there?
There's always a risk when you're getting out on the water, whether it's in a regular powerboat, sailboat, but particularly kayaks, stand-up paddleboards where you're powering it with your own arms. There are risks involved. There are always weather concerns. We always urge people to check the weather before going out. As you know, out here in the afternoons, the winds can kick up all along the coast, and that can even catch experienced paddleboarders and kayakers off guard. So just, you know, check the weather before you go out. Know what you're getting into, particularly if you're new to the sport.
Are there any particular areas of concern here along the Central Coast that people need to be careful about?
Are the major areas where it's popular, of course, are Pismo Beach, Morro Bay, Port St. Louis. There are a lot of places to rent and buy kayaks and paddle boards. There's not one particular area we're concerned with, just everywhere people are getting out on the water.
Okay. Are there any safety tips that you can give out to people who have been paddleboarding or kayaking?
Sure. One of the main tips we have, which people are probably tired of hearing, is life jackets. We say that a lot, but they really do save lives. It's one thing to have the life jacket on board your boat. It's another thing to be wearing it. So we want people to be wearing them all the time. It's very hard to put on a life jacket once you're in the water. It's almost impossible. So it's important to have those on before you head out and have them on the whole time. There are all kinds of life jackets now. So they're not the bulky 80s ones people are used to seeing, you know, all kinds of colors and styles, and just get online. You can find great options out there. We just encourage people to always have those on.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anything else that people can do?
You should always dress as if you were going to be in the water. So dress for immersion is what we say. Water temperatures can be down in the 50s, even if air temperatures are in the 70s, 80s. So you should dress as if you're going to be in the water, because you never know if you're going to be. Stand-up paddleboarding particularly, it's easy to fall off those things and be in the water. And that water can lower your core temperature really quickly. So it's important to just be aware of that and dress for the occasion.
Would you say that most people that go paddleboarding and kayaking, they take these precautions most of the time? Is this something that maybe more novices need to be concerned about?
Yeah, mostly. We see a wide variety of preparedness, if you will. There are a lot of people who know what they're doing, lots of years of experience. And we really reach out to those people to try to encourage them to be our eyes and ears. You know, there's only so much Coast Guard presence along the coasts. If they're seeing people that are new that might be doing something unsafe, just let them know. Share that knowledge that they have. Generally, problems can arise with new people, like you say, people that are renting or, you know, just doing it once. All these safety precautions are the same, though, for those new people or the people that have been doing it for a long time.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add today?
Sure. We always encourage people to have a Marine VHF radio on them, even on a kayak or stand-up paddleboard. They make very small ones. I kayak myself. I have just a little one, clips on your life jacket. But that's the best, most reliable way to contact the Coast Guard if you're going to be offshore and you need to get a hold of the Coast Guard if you're in distress. Cell phones aren't always reliable, of course. So if you go out and buy a VHF radio, of course, we want you to familiarize yourself with it before you head out. So once you're in the water, that's a bad time to learn how to work it. Channel 16 is the distress signal all across the country. So the Coast Guard monitors channel 16 24 hours a day. So just have it on channel 16 ready to go. And if you run into trouble, we'll be able to respond quickly. We also like to urge people, we call it a float plan. So have a float plan. That's as simple as letting somebody know where you're going, when you're going, and when you plan to be back. And that way they know if you're overdue or if you should be home, and we'll know if we need to be looking for you and where we need to be looking for you. We also encourage people to label their paddle craft. So we have stickers that we give out to all the rental companies, and we try to get around to the places where you can buy kayaks and stand-up paddle boards. But if you don't have a sticker, you know, waterproof tape, waterproof marker, just have your name and phone number on there, something that simple. We get called on adrift kayaks and stand-up paddle boards that are found several times a year, and we treat those as real search and rescue cases because we don't know if somebody was on there and they're now in the water. So if they're labeled, we can call, we can verify that you're not in distress, and then that can save our crews for real search and rescue cases and get you your kayak or paddleboard back.
Are there any other sports that the Coast Guard would like people to take precautions about?
So in addition to kayaking and stand-up paddleboarding, there's kite surfing, canoeing, people even canoe. There are all kinds of ways people get onto the water. Our safety precautions and suggestions and even summer requirements are the same across the board for all of those. So if you're kite surfing, we still want you to be wearing a life jacket. If you can, we still want you to have a VHF radio in case you're offshore and you know, the wind dies or something and you need help. So all those safety measures we still recommend across the board. For any more information, there's a lot of boating safety information online at uscgboating.org.
Petty Officer Corey Mendenhall of the Coast Guard, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.